sting in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon, it is 4:07. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Don't forget to go on over to AFN Sigonella's Facebook or Instagram and answer our question of the day. If you could get rid of one holiday side, what would it be and why? I'm joined here in the studio with Anna from Stars and Stripes, and we're going to be going over some peculiar things about an island in a landlocked country. But before we do, and before we go on to this next break, I'm going to ask, what would be a side at a dinner table that you would want to get rid of during this holiday season?
Cranberry sauce.
Don't hate the cranberry sauce.
I hate the cranberry sauce. I'm sorry. I also was raised up on the canned cranberry sauce. No. My mom would literally make it just for herself. Like, she'd just, like, plop it out. No one else would touch it. So, no, I can't do it. I'm being viewed with so much shame right now for the listeners.
I'm waxing nostalgic on the other side of this board just thinking about being home, having grandma pull out that cranberry sauce, set it right there in the middle of the table next to the turkey, and I'm honestly just hating you for it.
That's fine. That's,
you can't hate the cranberry sauce. That's not okay.
You can, because no.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We have got some more for you next. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you. America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Anna and Stars and Stripes. So we've got a little island for you in Germany, and believe it or not, a landlocked country like Germany has an island.
Yeah, honestly, that came to a surprise for me too. I came across this article on our Stripes Europe website, and I was confused because I did not ever think that I would see Germany and Ireland together. Was very surprised because it is a landlocked country, so a little weird, but it is actually an island off of a lake, Lake Constance, actually. And it's actually, I believe it's really close to Switzerland. It's on that cusp of Germany and Switzerland. So you just off of that, without even Googling it, I know that it is going to be so beautiful, whether it is winter or spring. But for Christmas, and I know a lot of people love going to Germany for their Christmas markets in general, because that's kind of where they originated and they're famous for them there. But if you are going to Germany and you have some time to, you know, like pick and choose what you're doing and kind of change up your itinerary, maybe consider going to the island of Manaus. They are known for this Christmas tradition with also having a tropical ambience, which is interesting because I don't think of Germany as tropical.
No, neither did I. I was kind of confused by that.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming. They're claiming it has a tropical atmosphere, but it still has Christmas to it, which I don't know how tropical you can get in an area like South Germany and like Switzerland.
I mean, you could pretend you're in the Bahamas in the snow, but you might
maybe we just have different ideas of tropical.
We might.
I don't know, but I do know that this island does have a Christmas garden. And so I think that's the fun part of the Christmas season and the winter season, and how a lot of these cold countries try to bring in Christmas joy, Christmas vibes, and it's not just Christmas markets. So this island has a Christmas garden itself, and that runs until January 6th. So it is something that if, you know, you're taking Christmas palm, you're taking New Year's palm, if you have some time, maybe go to the island and check it out, because you can still get traditional holiday foods like the famous Glühwein. That is not my cup of tea, but maybe is DJ Outlaw's.
Nope.
Have you tried it yet?
Nope.
But they do have cocoa, and they also have their international specialties. So like I said, how it is by Switzerland. They have some Swiss famous things for cakes and pies. And they also have some German famous, you know, potato dumplings, finger dumplings. But they also have some Austrian dishes there as well. And this, so I am corrected. This lake is actually Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. So,
it's in the four corners of it all.
It's in the four corners of Europe.
All right.
So, maybe if you're one of those people that just care about the count of your country count while you're here, here's an easy way to get that going for you. But if that isn't your cup of tea. So, apparently, so I guess this is going back to their tropical little slice of paradise. They have a Hawaiian-themed hotel there.
Hawaiian-themed hotel. In Germany.
On an island in Germany that we didn't even know existed.
This feels wrong.
It feels so wrong, and I think I'm even more intrigued by this. Now I want to know what it looks like in the winter. I'm more interested with how this island looks in the winter, because I'm sure it's beautiful in the summer and, like, spring. But how does it look in the winter? How are they keeping these tropical vibes?
That's what I want to know. When Tiki Shack is a foot under snow, how are you going to...
Are they just bringing you the vibes of the Hawaiian cuisine and this beautiful island? I don't know. But it exists. But, you know, if you ever want some more random activities, what you can do while you're there, stay at this Hawaiian hotel named Ka'ono. And then while you're visiting the Garden Island for the Christmas garden, you can see a winter wonderland of giant sequoia trees. They have sequoia trees.
Like Northern California?
Yeah. I am perplexed. I need to get off of air and start Googling this, because I am genuinely so confused.
There's an island in the middle of Europe that has four different countries around it.
Yep.
Claims it's tropical.
Yep.
Celebrates Christmas.
Has a Hawaiian-themed hotel.
And redwood trees.
And redwood trees.
The sequoias.
I'm interested. You seem interested. So if anyone else is listening and they're interested, find the article on stripeseurope.com and search up Island Getaway in the search bar so we can all get a look at what we are talking about here today.
And we're going to put on some music for you right now so I can look it up myself. Stay tuned. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Anna and Stars and Stripes. So during the break, we went and looked up the island we were talking about, and it is stunning. I don't believe it's tropical, but there is amazing flowers, and if you want to see a really cool castle, maybe you could take a trip over there. But in this next segment, we have got the magical weekend at Krakow Christmas Market.
Yeah, so I didn't write this. This is one of those things where I didn't write it, but I can talk from personal experience, because I was just there at the end of November. And I must say, it is beautiful. It was cold. Wasn't as cold as I have experienced Vienna in freezing temperatures. But Krakow is so beautiful. And I would highly recommend, if not Krakow, go somewhere in Poland. Because it's not only one of the more fun, beautiful countries that you don't typically go to unless you're like here. Because, I'm sorry, but nobody from the States is like, oh, I'm going to Poland.
We did that in World War II.
Yeah, like, no one currently is doing that unless they are somebody that is, like, has the money to travel constantly and they've hit the main spots. But I love to tell people that while they're here, do the main tourist spots, but then also hit some other cities or countries that, you know, you don't typically think about until you're here and you're running out of space and time, or, like, you have too much time and you're like, what do I do now? Krakow is a direct flight. And the currency exchange is beautiful. It is, I mean, while I was there, it was basically a quarter to the dollar.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. You can feel very wealthy on any income that you have. Because I will say, I had some amazing steaks for not even $200, and it was a beautiful dinner, and I loved it, and I recommend that to anyone. But we're talking about the Christmas market, and so the Christmas market, I think what's fun walking into the city center of Old Town of Krakow itself is, regardless of the Christmas market, because I was there a day before it fully started, they actually have, which some people are yay or nay about this part, but they have horse carriages. I'm the type of person that I do see the horse carriage, I'm like, oh, the poor horse. My husband's like, they're fine. And I'm like, no, the poor horse. But they had like 4 or 5 horse carriages just like running the Old Town. I don't know. Don't be like somebody sitting across from me and get ripped off.
Yeah, I have a bad taste for horse carriages here in the Europe lately.
But they do exist in Krakow, and at least with the currency exchange, it won't hurt that wallet as much. Because like I said, it's a quarter to the dollar.
That sounds great. Don't go for a horse carriage around Palermo, where he takes you around for maybe an hour and wants to charge you almost 300 euro.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're looking at that price, you know, it'd probably be like 100 euro. It's not terrible, but I will say, people do it. I don't know if they're all getting ripped off or not. I personally did not try that out, but they do have horse-drawn carriages throughout the city, more or less in the main square of Old Town, and it goes all around the Christmas market. That Christmas market actually has... It kind of underwhelmed me, just in the sense of there wasn't that many like artisanal items. So they had a few, but I felt like a lot of them were just kind of being brought in from like wholesale, and that's kind of sad. It's not the vibe. But I know a lot of people actually go to Christmas markets because A, they like the souvenirs of the mugs, because every single Christmas market has a mug that you can technically purchase. Technically, you're supposed to bring them back, but they know that you're not going to. So every market has their own, and you know, depending on where you are, they actually have some like specialty like culinary dishes. So Poland, obviously, they're gonna have pierogies, versus if you were going to say Germany, they probably wouldn't have pierogies, but they're gonna have all the other stuff. They're gonna have, you know, the traditional wurst, they're gonna have the goulash, they're gonna have everything in German. But in Krakow, they had the traditional Christmas market delicacies, but they also had some fun traditional Polish dishes. And so they had some pierogies, and they actually had some sweet and savory pierogies. And then they also had gingerbread cookies. And those actually had a fun like history to them. And I don't want to say it without fully finding it, so I'm not going to go into the history of it. But they even had the Polish sausage, so they didn't just have German sausage. They had Polish sausage.
Ooh.
Which, I mean...
That's world-renowned.
Exactly. And they even had... What's fun about these Christmas markets... So depending on where you are, they're actually very picky about the alcohol and the drinks that they serve. So, Christmas markets... They love their mulled wine. They love their glue wine. Glue wine is their thing. It's not my thing. I don't participate in that. I want hot chocolate. But with their mulled wine, I heard, which I didn't even look at because I was not hungry when I went to the Christmas market, I did get traditional pierogies. But that was it. I like to do souvenir shopping, and I continued on with my day. But they had... mulled wine, and then so some people add, I think, like some type of liquor to their mulled wine. So they actually add Polish vodka to their mulled wine.
Whoa,
yeah,
that'll have a kick.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, so they actually do add Polish vodka. I don't think all of the stalls do it, but they do offer it. And they also had a stall, I think there was a stall of just Polish vodkas, if I'm not mistaken, or it was like alcohol, like spirits and like beer and stuff like that. But when I went to Budapest, there was a stall, and I was very confused on where I was for a second, because it was a stall of a bunch of whiskeys, but a lot of Jack Daniel whiskeys. I am so surprised at how much places enjoy Jack Daniel's whiskey in Europe. because as Americans, it's not like the top.
No, it's not even, it's not that great of whiskey, if I'm being honest.
No, but because there's so many different varieties, they just have them all. Like, so one of their like top whatever ones it was, I know that they had it because my husband was like, whoa, I don't see that often. Jack Daniels is not my favorite whiskey at any point, but they do have this like special variety that I'm going to get because it is cheap.
You think it may be just because it's like a mainstream, like, oh, Americans drink Jack Daniels. Let's get it in here.
I don't know. I have noticed that if you go to some like restaurants that do like barbecue, they love to be like, oh, it's Jack Daniels barbecue sauce. And I don't know why. It is very fascinating. But that does exist. But so if you're considering going to Krakow, I'm sure you're going for the Christmas market itself. But make sure you enjoy some Polish foods while you're there, because I didn't enjoy as much as I should have. And all I know is that I enjoyed my Polish ceramics that I came home with. I came with a few things because I love ceramics. Polish ceramics is not for everyone, but I just like pottery in general. So I came home with, what did I come home with? I came home with a little plate. I came home with a little dish, a little ornament, a little espresso cup.
How does their stuff differ from what we see here in Sicily?
If I'm not mistaken, a lot of the Polish pottery patterns are more like blue tones, and they're kind of like little florals. So instead of the Sicilian like color schemes and the tiles that you typically see, they don't look anything like what we are used to here, or even how, if you think of like Mediterranean tiles or like Greece tiles, not the same at all. And I think that's kind of fascinating, in just with like history and how they, or how every country has their own little traditions and stuff like that. But Christmas market, always go to them. If you are traveling anywhere in the winter, most major cities have them. So definitely enjoy them. Enjoy the delicacies of that city itself, because they will have the local specialties in a very convenient spot for you to just hop around the stalls and just try them out. And typically they're pretty cheap. And you just, they are crowded. But you just kind of go up to the stall, you get your food, find a place to stand, and then you just enjoy your night.
And with our dollar going so far over there, you can enjoy it a long ways, it sounds like.
Yeah, you can. It was really beautiful, I will say. It's not just cheap and nice, but it is beautiful. I very much enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it in 40-degree weather, so I must
bundle
say.
Up.
Yeah, bundle up. Recommend. Enjoy your time there. Enjoy visiting countries that you don't typically see or look at. But if you ever want some more travel inspiration, we always have it at stripeseurope.com.
Keep it right here. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Stars and Stripes and Anna from Stars and Stripes. How are you doing?
You got it, bud.
I've got it. It's a little bit of an afternoon for sure.
We were just chatting.
We were getting carried away talking about the Holiday Whimsy at Hyde Park Winter Wonderland and how freaking rad it sounds.
Yeah, you were very excited about it, and we got onto a tangent about some other stuff, but for the people that want to be just as excited as my little friend here is, so Hyde Park, aka London, if you aren't tracking what we're talking about, if you are visiting London in the next week to 2 weeks, maybe consider adding this to your itinerary if you haven't fully figured out what you are doing while you're there. And I will say, if you are going to London, please plan, because London is so expensive. It has been one of my most expensive vacations. So if you are going, please plan so you can expect how much money you will be missing on your way out of this vacation. But Hyde Park has a fun winter wonderland during the Christmas season. It started, I think, in November, and it runs until January. And they have this magical ice kingdom, and there I don't know if this was last year, if this was actually this year, but they had an Alice in Wonderland themed ice sculptures in their little ice kingdom. And they also have a skating rink and even a bar ice, meaning a bar made completely out of ice. So if you have, honestly, I feel like they're everywhere. There are so many bars that they do like that frozen, super sub cold rooms. I don't know, but like the whole thing is just like iced, and you wear those like big parkas, and they bring you everything. I don't know, but they have it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to the right person that has seen this, but
I have not. They seen do that remotely close.
But they also have ice sculpting workshops that they get down with at Hyde Park, which I think is fun. It's a little different experience that you get to see. That you don't honestly typically see. But they also have rides and so many more fun stuff. And if you want to be in the Market Square, they have the Scandinavian inspired, I think what they're getting at is like a Christmas market, because they're selling some bratwurst, they're doing the glühwein, they're doing the Swedish meatballs, they're doing the street food. But if you wanted to do something different, we actually are recommending a Swiss style fondue at the restaurant called Le Chalet. Or if you wanted to be as hyped up as DJ Outlaw is, there is a bar called Bar Narnia.
For Narnia!
And it is inspired by the Chronicles of Narnia. So maybe if you're traveling, you want to have some fun in a bar that isn't your typical bar, maybe check out Bar Narnia. There is so many fun themed bars that I have found across all of Europe. We were just talking about that off air, and I just let him know about the Harry Potter bars that exist even on the island.
I didn't realize that Europe did so many book themed.
Oh, they love their themed bars. You can honestly find them in so many places. Going back to Krakow, I know they have at least one Harry Potter bar, but they also have like even alchemy chemistry themed bars. That they have so many options, and they even at those places they offer mocktails. So if you don't even drink, you don't even have to. You can enjoy some sober fun, but they exist. So if you are in London and you want to check out Hyde Park, you know, we have that Winter Wonderland article all for you. But if you want to have some fun, some alcoholic fun, maybe check out Bar Narnia. Maybe, you know, change up your what you're doing, bringing some joy to yourself and not to kids. Because, you know, adults deserve to have fun. And that, I always will say, adults always need fun. But the Winter Wonderland does run through January 5th. But if you are there during Christmas, aka next week, if no one is aware of Christmas being next week.
What?
Yeah, it's exactly a week.
I'm in trouble.
But they are closed on Christmas Day itself. But if you are going, you can pre-book your date, your time, all that stuff, all that fun stuff. It is easily accessible by Hyde Park. And there's reservations that you can get down at, you know, some restaurants right around the corner. Make it a fun day. Make it a fun night. As always, everything is available for more information at stripeseurope.com, because we're always here to provide some fun travel inspiration for you guys.
And I just want to say thank you so much for coming into the studio this afternoon. You always have such great information with us on all travel tips and the amazing things that you can experience while you're living abroad here in Europe. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's basically it. I just want to say that it's always such a fun time being on air with you guys, and this is the last one of the year for me. So just tune back in January when I'm back so we can talk more about travel and, you know, get everyone going out and enjoying their time while they're here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and have a happy holiday and a very Merry Christmas. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you. America's best.